The big issue started 22 years ago with a plan to help tackle homelessness. In the very first magazine, they set out a goal to provide the people who sell the big issue with an income, a means for them to fight their way back into society, and to also give their vendors a voice. 22 years on, they still have homelessness at the top of their priorities list. The latest edition of The Big Issue is a special report on homelessness, and it asks the question, what is really going on? Amy Hetherington is editor at The Big Issue, and she joins us on the line now. Welcome, Amy.
Good morning.
Now, this edition cover has a very eye-opening figure, 116,427 Australians are homeless. That is a massive number, Amy. What's really going on?
Yeah, you're right. It is a huge number. There are a lot of people. That's tonight. There will be 116,427 people who are without safe, secure housing. That means they don't have a place to sleep tonight or tomorrow night. What's going on? We're looking at the census figures in this edition. They were released last month, and that's where that figure comes from. But we're also going beyond those stats to hear from the very people that those numbers represent. And for us, it's our vendors. So many people who sell the big issue, or most people who sell the big issue, have experienced homelessness at some point in their lives, whether that is rough sleeping, which is the visible side of homelessness, or other forms of homelessness, such as couch surfing or boarding houses, emergency accommodation, that sort of thing.
Then this is another shocking statistic, that homelessness has actually increased by 14% in the last 5 years. Now, what's caused that increase?
Look, it's a really complex issue, homelessness. So there's a lot of things that that cause homelessness. In Australia, domestic violence remains the leading cause, particularly for women and young children. But it also comes back to housing and having a shortage of affordable, safe, secure housing for people to access.
Now, as you said, this is a complex issue, multifaceted, many things that are quite difficult to tackle. Is this really an insurmountable problem?
Yeah, look, it is an international problem. Throughout Europe, there's an increase in homelessness, except in Finland. And so as part of this edition, we not only hear from our vendors about what it's like to be homeless and really hope that people can see the human side of what is essentially a national, international crisis, but also we look at things that ways that people around the world, whether it's governments or non-profits or businesses, some different things that people are doing to tackle homelessness. So in Finland, for example, they've actually seen a decrease in homelessness while it's increasing in other parts of Europe.
We're speaking with Amy Hetherington, editor with The Big Issue. Now, Amy, there is one particularly, well, there's many articles that are quite touching. One in particular is called How Does It Feel? Could you give us a bit of an outline about this one?
Yeah, so that's where we spoke with asked our vendors to write actually how it feels to be homeless, because I think it's one of those things that's very it's very visceral, and so what they've done is spoken about its impact on their lives. So it's not only just not having a place to sleep, but they're talking about the isolation, the fear, the hunger, the insecurity, also the boredom, but also there's camaraderie often on the streets. A lot of them are talking about that too. So some Adelaide vendors, Simon, Ricky, Daniel and Vernon, have shared their experiences. They talk about different things. So, for example, it being that time of day when you're going home from work where you're really happy about going home to your family, that's often a hard time for a lot of people who might be homeless, because it's the realisation that you're homeless again for another night. You're seeing all these people go home to their families, their houses, even the banality of sitting on the couch and watching TV. When you're outside that and looking in, they're speaking of that experience. And it's really illuminating. It's quite devastating, the picture that they paint. There's also a lot of dignity in what they're saying as well.
Now, obviously, giving the vendors a voice has been a staple part of the big issue since the beginning. How important do you feel that this empathy and understanding of homelessness is to understanding and tackling the issue?
I think that it's very important. I think that if we all realise that there's no actual face of homelessness, there's a very much a stereotype of who is homeless. And it's actually, if you look at the stats and you speak to people who are homeless, it's everybody. So there's an increase of older women, people over 65. There's an increase in younger people. So something like a quarter of people who are homeless are between 20 and 30. There's about 16,000 kids, people under 12 who are homeless on any given night in Australia. A lot of people who are homeless, migrants are overrepresented in the homeless population, Indigenous people. So there's not one face of homelessness. It can be anybody. And I think, but talking about this, it really puts the spotlight on that. So it shows that it's not one person's fault that they're homeless. It's more a systematic failure and something that we need to address as a whole community and not just think, that person's made mistakes in their life or something like that. It's a much bigger issue than that. So it's something that we need to really talk about. And by showing the face and the human side of homelessness, I'm hoping that this edition will, you know, be part of that conversation and spark conversations between people.
Now, of course, the big issue is one of the most prominent organisations that works to address homelessness. And it does it on the street in a very visible way. Amy, what are some of the other initiatives that are working in order to help address some of these homelessness issues?
So at the big issue, we have the magazine. So that's a very visible side, like you said. But we also have a program called Homes for Homes, which is part under the big issue umbrella. And that is basically asking homeowners or developers to help us. It's a funding stream. So Homes for Homes is raising money to fund more affordable housing. So we predict that by 2030, there'll be a shortage of 600,000 affordable homes for people in Australia. So what Homes for Homes does is asks people to give 0.1% of the sales price of their home towards that funding stream to build more homes. At the big issue, we also have a program called Classroom, which educates people about homelessness kits, that sort of thing. But in this edition, we look beyond the big issue as well, and there's other things that are going on around the world that address homelessness. So I mentioned Finland. They have a Housing First policy, which is seeming to work there. But then there's other things that can happen, such as the tiny communities, the tiny housing projects that are popping up around the world, particularly in America. There's the census also showed that there's something like 10%, one in every 10 homes in Australia was empty on census night. So around the world, they're looking at ways to repurpose homes that are standing empty as well.
Now, what are some of the best ways if people are affected by this issue that they can make an impact?
In terms of the people who are homeless themselves or listeners?
The listeners, what can the listener do if they feel that they want to do something after hearing about this issue?
Oh, well, I guess there's a lot of things that you can do. You could go out and buy a big issue and speak to the person selling it to really get a hold of that issue. There is a new coalition of housing providers and also providers for social services that is together. They're called Everybody's Home. They've got a new campaign that they're looking at. It's worth looking at what their initiatives are and what they're suggesting people maybe do. You can also reach out to your local, if there's anything in South Australia, like any homeless organisations, and ask them if they need a hand, because I'm sure they will.
Well, Amy, thanks very much for joining us again on Breakfast This Morning.
Thank you. Thanks very much for talking about the big issue, and I hope that you go out and buy a copy and have a chat with your vendor. It's an important issue, and a lot of them will be able to shed light on their own experience of homelessness.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Amy. Amy Hetherington, editor at The Big Issue. For those stories and more, you can go to thebigissue.org.au. And of course, it's very important to head out and meet a vendor and buy a copy.